waits for it. The chalk procrastinator, no bigger than a reel of cotton, slowed, spun, stopped. On the racks, the last two shutters closed. Lutze's hand fell. Now, kill the board, no one touch a thing. For a moment, there was dead silence in the hall. The monks watched, holding their breath. This was a timeless moment of perfect balance. Tick. And in that timeless moment, the ghost of Mr. Shoblang, to whom the scene was hazy and fuzzy, as though seen through a gauze, said, This is just impossible. Did you see that?
See what?
Said a dark figure behind him. Shoblang turned. Ah, he said, and added with sudden certainty, You're death, right?
Yes, I am sorry I am late.
The spirit formerly known as Shoblang looked down at the pile of dust that represented his worldly habitation for the previous 600 years.
So am I, he said.
He nudged Death in the ribs.
Excuse me.
I said, I'm sorry I'm late. Boom, boom.
I beg your pardon.
You know, sorry I'm late. Like dead?
Death nodded.
Oh, I see. It was the boom, boom I did not understand.
That was to show it was a joke, said Shoblang.
Yes. I can see how that would be necessary. In fact, Mr. Shoblang, while you are late, you are also early, boom, boom.
Pardon?
You have died before your time.
Well, yes, I should think so.
Do you have any idea why? It's very unusual.
All I know is that the spinners went wild, and I must have copped a load when one of them went over speed, said Shoblang. But hey, what about that kid, eh? Look at the way he's making the buggers dance. I wish I'd had him training under me. What am I saying? He could give me a few tips.
Death looked around.
To whom do you refer?
That boy, up on the podium, see him?
No, I'm afraid I see no one there.
What? Look, he's right there, plain as the nose on your face. Well, obviously not on your face.
I see the coloured pegs moving.
Well, who do you think is moving them? I mean, you are Death, right? I thought you could see everyone.
Death stared at the dancing bobbins.
Everyone that I should see, he said.
He continued to stare.
Ahem, said Shoblang.
Oh, yes. Where were we?
Look, if I'm too early, then can't you...
Everything that happens stays happened.
What kind of philosophy is that?
The only one that works.
Death took out an hourglass and consulted it.
I see that because of this problem, you are not due to reincarnate for 79 years. Do you have anywhere to stay?
Stay? I'm dead. It's not like locking yourself out of your own house, said Shoblang, who was beginning to fade.
Perhaps you could be bumped up to an earlier birth.
Shoblang vanished. In the timeless moment, Death turned back to stare at the Hall of Spinners. Tick. The chalk cylinder started to spin again, squeaking gently. One by one, the oak procrastinators began to revolve, picking up the rising load. This time there was no scream of bearings. They twirled slowly like old ballerinas, this way and that, gradually taking up the strain as millions of humans in the world outside bent time around themselves. The creaking sounded like a tea clipper rounding Cape Wrath on a gentle breeze. Then the big stone cylinders groaned as they picked up the time their smaller brethren couldn't handle. A rumbling underlay the creaking now, but it was still gentle, controlled. Lutze lowered his hand gently and straightened up.
A nice clean pickup, he said. Well done, everyone.
He turned to the astonished, panting monks and beckoned the most senior towards him.